This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Presents Roanoke Falls, Episode 6.
Orange, rouge, blue, vert. My mother's words on my lips, James's axe in my hand, my father's beads at my throat, Thomas's blood stains my smock. I am not alone. The morning sky is bleached, bone white. Trees claw up towards the light. The devil knows these woods better than me. I need to get back to the settlement. I see the settlement through the trees. The air seems hazy, thick. The light should be getting brighter now. Why isn't it? Charred flakes. The taste of smoldering wood. Heat builds with every step I take. Smoke plumes above the treetops. Oh no! I break clear of the forest, wipe the ash from my face. Thomas's church is lit up like a funeral pyre. Flames lick up the wooden walls.
Help! Help us!
Obedience! She told me the settlement was gathering for prayer. They're still inside! I dash to help, but the heat pushes me back. Sweat pours down my face. I can barely see through the cinders and smoke. Fumes burst between the planks and the walls. All the shutters are barred shut. There's not much time. The church will collapse and crush everyone with it. Hold on! Out of the corner of my eye, I see a figure moving through the mist, away from the church, towards James's forge. He did this, like James said, punishing the faithful. I clamp both hands on the shaft of my axe.
Get the children out!
Stand back from the door! My axe leaves a thin dent. Blisters form on my damp palms.
I can see light.
A soot-stained hand reaches through the gap. Push that plank, it's weak!
Pass the axe through. I need to hit it from his side.
I give it to him. The door gives way. People spill out onto the grass, but I don't recognize them. Their faces are smudged with soot. Ash coats their hair. You're all right. You'll be all right. A man in scorched clothing carries a girl over his shoulder. I see two women huddled over bundles in their arms. Obedience and Mistress Dare.
Hush now. Shh. I have you, sweetie.
Their babies are alive. Filthy, moaning, but alive. It's all I need to see. My glass beads scorch against my throat. I take off my necklace and tuck it into my jacket pocket beside the penknife. I run towards the forge. The devil standing in front of the furnace. Flames outline his shape.
And the dragon stood before the woman. There are no prison bars to save you this time, Agnes.
There's a hammer laying on the bench. I edge towards it. The anvil stands between us. Damn you!
Still cursing. A sinner to the end.
I'm not afraid of you. The hammer's so close.
You should be. Zachary and Thomas were strong men. Look what happened to them.
Zachary was carrying a baby. Thomas was asleep. You killed Daniel in his sickbed. Prudence!
little girl. You're not powerful. You're a coward. I lunge. He swipes his claws and paint slices through my cheek. But I've got it. I've got the hammer. I'll send you back to the abyss. I swing my hammer. It cracks down on his skull, shattering it like an egg. The bone falls away. A gaunt, human face glowers up at me. You're just a man. I see your face. His lips pull into a sardonic grin, and his eyes, they still burn. His skin is pale, like a grub.
You see his face. The poor fool. They said they could help him. They said if he prayed, his soul would be clean. He believed them. But the urge to maim, to kill, never stopped. They just grew stronger.
We circle the anvil. Blood drips down my cheek. I see the broken shards of his claws and realize he made them himself. Sharpened bones and fixed them to gauntlets. Every part of him is human. If I can just keep him talking, distracted. You came to Roanoke with the first settlement.
Last attempt to save his soul in a new land. But he eventually learned the truth. The word of God is nothing but lies and empty promises. And those who spread those lies must be punished.
He picks up the bellows and blows dust and embers into my face. Blindly, I swing the hammer. Sparks fly as it clashes against heated metal. I stagger backward. You've lost your mind, not your soul.
That's what you'd rather believe. His mother wanted to think the same. But she learnt the truth in the end.
You killed your own mother?
The minister said it was an accident. He took the orphan in. But it was me who nurtured the boy, who raised him as my own. He gave himself over to me, and I devoured him.
His eyes gleam maniacally. No longer a devil, but a cruel man lost to delusion. I'm going to stop you, and no one will call this an accident. I swing forward with my hammer as he raises the bellows. Something flares at my side. White hot, a poker. I wasn't watching his other hand. I drop the hammer. The killer kicks it away. Somehow I find the strength to run. The pain is excruciating. I knock tools off the benches as I go. Anything to trip him up and slow him down. Cold air doubles the pain of my wounds. I limp across the grass in the direction of home. He's following me. Slowly, enjoying the suspense. His black coat stretching like a shadow at his back.
Even James couldn't save himself. You'll join him in the lake of fire.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options. There's also Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, vegan and veggie options. Also, there are a lot of different add-ons every week. You can get breakfast, you can get an on-the-go lunch, snacks, smoothies. I personally love their lemon ginger turmeric wellness shots. And the fact that they save me so much time. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. It's like having your own personal chef, tailored to your schedule. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. They're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/FR50 and use code FR50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code FR50 at factormeals.com/FR50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Oh, people have been inside my house. The slats on the floor are still stained with Thomas's blood, but the bed has been stripped and the sheets are boiling in the cauldron. There are buckets of rusty water, and my broken broom leans against the wall. There's nothing useful left downstairs. Oh, what about the loft? Oh, I grab a hold of the ladder, but my injured leg won't lift. Let go of me!
There's nowhere to hide.
Oh! I lose my grip on the ladder. Desperately, I reach for my necklace. It's all that I have. The metal chain loops easily around his throat. His claws slash wildly, but I'm behind him now, pulling tight. A link breaks. The beads scatter. We fall in opposite directions. He staggers towards the bed. I reel back to the fire. My bleeding hands grope for something, anything. All they find is a washboard. The killer grins.
Time to give the devil his due.
He pulls off one of his claws and throws it like a dagger. I raise the washboard as a shield just in time. But he's quick, and the second dart burrows into my shoulder. Oh, my legs give way.
It's a shame this has to end. I so enjoyed our game. Poor Thomas, he really thought his faith would save him. It was easy to torture him, to turn him against you, as if you could command me. Look at you, pathetic. You could never be the Witch of the Woods.
My eyelids flutter open. I'm on the dirt, facing the wall. The broom lays by my side. Its handle, a sharp, splintered point from when I broke it.
Still, you survived longer than the last one. Your corpses can rot together. Just you, me, and Hannah. forever in the shack.
His shadow falls over me. Oh, I roll at the last minute, broomstick poised like a spear. It finds its mark in the soft flesh under his ribs. His eyes widen in shock. His blood is as red as any mortal's. One hand grips the shaft of the broom as he falls. He drops, blood oozing from the side of his mouth. I stand and plant my foot on his chest, yanking out the broom. You're not the devil, but you're going to meet him now. I tip the cauldron over. Boiling water and lye cascade over him. His skin blisters and pops. The killer writhes and twists in pain. He's no longer pale. Now he's as red as the demon he wanted to be. At last, he falls still. Oh, it's over. Relief quickly gives way to sadness. The killer may be gone, but so is my life as I knew it. My hope for love with Japes. Probably the colony at Roanoke too. They're gone. All I have left is scars. Eventually, I gather enough strength to stand up. I need to wash my wounds before they fester. I stagger out of my house for the last time. A pall of grey smoke drifts towards the trees. Thomas's church smoulders, the rafters exposed, the supports crumbled and black. All his dreams have turned to dust. But there are people moving outside the building. They are not wearing the stiff wool of the colony. The Croatoan. They must have seen the smoke and come with food and medicine. All the bounty we tried but failed to pull from this land. One of them, a man, gestures off into the distance. Obedience and Caleb follow a group of native women in the same direction. Gradually, they vanish into the mist. The settlement is done. In years to come, only the forest will remember what happened here, and I don't want that. Reaching into my jacket pocket, I find the penknife. It was in there all along. Carefully, I carve the letters into the trunk, so if anyone comes looking for us, they will know who saved those that survived. Croatoan. I limp the other way, towards the ocean. I think of James, lying beneath trees like this. I don't want to see those words ever again. I remove my boots, pad across the sand and stones. Froth laps at my feet. Freezing water teases at my calves, my knees, my waist. It hurts, but it's a good pain. All the blood and filth twist away in copper ribbons. I plunge beneath the surface. I can feel the heartbeat of the ocean. The waves that carried my mother from France and my father's ships. I remember who I am. I'm not a sinner, like they said. I'm a survivor. And I no longer feel alone. I glance down at my stomach, rippling beneath the water. There's a chance, however slim, that I might have taken more than memories from James that night. I raise my head. Autumn sun breaks through the clouds. There, on the horizon, I see it. Right now, it's only a smudge, but it's growing larger. A ship heading towards the island. I don't know who will be on it. I don't know where it might take me. But I'm ready.
And produced
produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Roanoke Falls is written by Laura Purcell, produced by Nicole Otto and Haley Wagreich, and executive produced by John Carpenter, Sandy King Carpenter, and Molly Barton. Performed by India Dupre, Eric Teedy, Anthony Garland, Theo Devaney, Jack Hawkins, Stella Bailick Carr, Jess Nahikian, Callie Shatara, Kyle McCarley, Craig Robert Young, Caroline Bloom. Audio production and direction by Kaylin West. Sound design by Fred Greenhalge and Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original music by Hashem Asadullahi. With orchestration by Andrew Rowan. Featuring performances by Kevin Devine, Alba Ponce de Leon, Max Kuttner, Carl McComas-Reichel, and Peter Brendler. Cover art by Kendall Thomas.